Today's topic is gross domestic product, or real gross domestic product. Anyway, gross domestic product is called GDP, and what it's used for is to measure total aggregate economic performance. So it means the total value of the goods and services produced by an economy in a given year. Again, gross domestic product is the total value of goods and services produced by an economy in a given year. We want to be able to compare GDP across countries and compare it over time. You might recall in the table that I put up that Brad DeLong put together, an economic historian, he said that GDP was about $150 per year per person. So we've taken GDP and divided it by population. So GDP per person is about $150 per year throughout the world for most of history, and only at around 1500 did GDP start to increase on an average per capita basis. So GDP is a measure of economic performance that we use to compare across countries and compare over time. So to get into the idea with a sort of a concrete example, to get at some of the difficulties in computing real GDP in a way that can be compared across time, consider the following question: which movie had the highest gross of all time, and how does Love Story, which was made in 1970, compare? And I looked up and I found three answers to this question. On MovieWeb, I found that Titanic is the top-grossing movie of all time, and Love Story is not on the list of top 100 movies. At Wikipedia, I found that Gone with the Wind is the number one, and Love Story is number 70. And at a site called Box Office Mojo, Gone with the Wind is number one, and Love Story is number 33. Well, what's going on? Well, the movie website makes no adjustment for inflation. So the Love Story in 1970 was selling tickets in 1970 dollars, and that's the way MovieWeb counts the gross. And so MovieWeb really biases the estimates against older movies. And so most of the movies on MovieWeb's top 100 list are recent movies, and movies that didn't do particularly well, if they were recent, show up surprisingly high in the MovieWeb list. So that's what happens when you don't adjust for inflation. So that's not a very good thing to do. The Wikipedia idea was to adjust for general inflation. They took the average of all consumer prices and used that to adjust the grosses of the different movies. And that moved Gone with the Wind into number one. And it also brought Love Story into the top 100 at number 70. But actually, if you look at movies, movie ticket prices have been going up much faster than general inflation. So you get a much bigger adjustment of the 1970 movie price if you focus on movie ticket prices. And that's what Box Office Mojo does, is they adjust for movie ticket prices. And that's why Love Story moves up to number 33, because if you took all the movies that were made and you took their box office gross and then adjusted it by the ratio of ticket prices now to ticket prices when the movies were made, Love Story would be all the way up at number 33. Another adjustment that economists would be interested in making is the gross per capita, that is, divide by population, because part of the reason that movies today get a higher gross box office is that there are just more people to go to movies. In fact, there are roughly 300 million people today. There were roughly 200 million people in 1970. So, for example, Shrek 2 has a slightly higher gross, even adjusted for ticket prices, than Love Story. Box Office Mojo says Shrek 2 grossed $437 million this year. And I guess it may still be out there, so that may still be an ongoing figure. Love Story grossed $430 million, and again, both of those are adjusted for inflation. So Shrek 2 would be number 29 on the Box Office Mojo list, and Love Story 33, or something like that. But in fact, if you look at per capita relative to the population, because there's so many more people in the country now than in 1970, the per capita gross was $1.48 for Shrek 2, whereas it was $2.10 for Love Story. So Love Story did much better on per capita terms. And that's also an adjustment to make in doing GDP. You're more interested in GDP per capita than you are in just total GDP. Okay. Another fact is if you take Gone with the Wind and assume that you were paying today's ticket prices for it, the gross would be $1.2 billion, which is compared to Titanic's actual gross of $600 million, and their gross would now be adjusted upward to $788 million, because ticket prices between 1997 and 2004 have shot up considerably, enough to make you adjust from the $600 million up to the $788 million. Okay, so that's movies. The general principle here is that nominal GDP corresponds to the unadjusted gross. There's something called nominal GDP. That's just you measure the current dollar value of goods and services, and that's the what corresponds in movies to the unadjusted gross, the one that that MovieWeb used to put Titanic number one. The next thing is we look at inflation, which is the change in the ticket prices. And then finally, we take real GDP, which is the looks at the gross and adjusts for inflation. So in terms of movie GDP, MovieWeb is looking at nominal GDP. They're looking at the unadjusted gross. And Box Office Mojo is looking at real GDP. They're looking at the gross adjusted for inflation. Okay, so once again, nominal GDP is the current dollar value of all goods and services produced in the economy, and then real GDP is an attempt to adjust that for inflation. So for example, suppose the entire economy consisted of movies, and $4.2 billion worth of tickets were sold in 2003. I'm sure there was more than that, but let's just say it's $4.2 billion. In that case, nominal GDP would be $4.2 billion. Now, to calculate real GDP in 2003, we go through several steps. First, we pick a base year. The statisticians for the U.S. economy will pick a base year. Let's say we pick 2000 as the base year. Then we take the quantities produced in 2003 and multiply them by the base year prices. So you got to hear that the quantity in 2003 will be multiplied by the price in 2000. So for example, if 500 million movie tickets were sold and the average price of a movie ticket in the base year in 2000 was $8, so we sold 500 million movie tickets in 2003. But the average price of a movie ticket in 2000 was $8, then we multiply those two to get real movie ticket sales in 2003 of $4 billion. So that's real GDP in 2003, $4 billion. Another thing we can calculate is called the economy-wide price level, or the GDP deflator. And to calculate that, we divide nominal GDP by real GDP. In 2003, this is $4.2 billion divided by $4 billion is equal to 1.05. Now, what's the significance of this? That 1.05 means that between 2000 and 2003, prices went up by 5%. So the GDP deflator is one thing that you can use to measure average overall inflation. Now, at this point, let me say that the way I'm calculating real GDP here and with this GDP deflator is the way that it was calculated 10 or 15 years ago, kind of the last time I was involved in doing these types of calculations. They've since updated the method. I'm not going to go with the updated method, first of all, because I'm a little less solid on it, and secondly, I think even if I were more solid on it, I think this is a simpler method to understand, and it's very close to what they calculate. They've just got a They've gotten fancier nowadays in how they calculate it. So don't worry about that. We can focus on this method of calculation. Just if somebody ever, a professional economist ever looked over your shoulder, they might notice that this is the old-fashioned way of doing it. Okay, so now what makes this a little bit more intricate and a little more interesting is to follow this procedure when there's more than one good in the economy. Obviously, there are now millions of different goods and services that the government statisticians have to add up in order to calculate nominal and real GDP. And I'm just going to illustrate what that looks like if we have two goods. So we'll take our movie economy and we'll add a second thing. We'll add popcorn. Okay, so in addition to the movies, we have popcorn. We'll suppose that $1.25 billion worth of popcorn was sold in 2003, and that the price in 2003 of popcorn was $1.25 an ounce. And suppose that in 2000, the price of popcorn was $1 an ounce. So let's walk through those three steps. Again, let year 2000 be the base year. In 2003, how do we calculate real popcorn sales? We take the number of ounces sold, which is 1 billion, and we multiply it by the year 2000 price, by the base year price of a dollar. And so you get $1 billion in real popcorn. Now, if we go back earlier, we said that there was $4 billion in real movie tickets. Add that to the $1 billion in real popcorn, and we have real GDP in 2003 of $5 billion. Now we can calculate the price deflator, which is sort of the average price increase in the economy, a kind of a weighted average. So we take nominal GDP of $5.45 billion. Now, where did I get that? I added the nominal movie sales, which was $4.2 billion, to the nominal popcorn sales of $1.25 billion, and 4.2 plus 1.25 is 5.45. So that's where the 5.45 billion comes in. I divide it by the real GDP, which we just calculated in step two as 5 billion, and so that gives a price deflator of 1.09, which in this case says that prices have gone up by an average of 0.09 or 9% between the base year 2000 and 2003. So that's a quick overview of GDP calculations, and you'll get a lot more reinforcement doing the problem set.